It looked no nicer cooked. Irish sausage, pork sausage, black pudding, Welsh mutton, and all kinds of rare and exquisite feeding. There are ever so many cases of this kind of thing. We saw, for instance, further along, several good specimens of the common oyster shell, Oystra edulis. Cockle shells and whelks, both almonds and whites, and then came breadstuffs. The breadstuffs are particularly impressive of a grey scientific aspect, a hard, hoary antiquity. We always knew that stale bread was good for one, but yet the Parks Museum startled us with the antique pattern it recommended. There was a muffin too, identified and labelled, but without any Latin name. A captured crumpet, a collection of buns, a dinner roll, and a something novel to us called pumpernickel that we had rather be without, or rather, for the expression is ambiguous, that we had rather not be without, but altogether remote from. And all these things have been tested by an analyst with the most painful results. Nitrogen,